Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Bem-vindo, welcomen, and in any language, welcome, fresh produce aficionados from around the globe. You're tuned into the Global Fresh Series, where freshness knows no borders. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from vibrant Long Beach, California, where history, hospitality, and fresh produce come together in one delicious salad ready-to-go mix. Is everyone getting into the holiday spirit this season with that extra sparkle in the air? From bustling markets to festive flavors at holiday parties, where we partake in the spirit of the season with our friends and family. We're serving you the stories that keep the world of produce shining bright. Speaking of holiday markets, that is one thing that I really miss. The beautiful holiday markets throughout Germany and Switzerland. There is no better way to get into the holiday spirit than spending time at these markets. I read an advert about a month ago that Italy has a special train dedicated to taking you from Rome to a holiday market in Germany. This train is specifically decorated in the spirit to celebrate the holidays without any stops from Rome. And I can't remember what city it ended up in Germany. Maybe Munich. Munich has a fabulous holiday market along with Nuremberg and some of these other southern cities. But that would have been a lot of fun. I seriously thought about flying over just to do this train trip. It entered my mind. But here I am in Long Beach, California. It's beautiful and sunny here. You have boarded the Global Express that will take you to fresh produce news, always bringing you the latest international fresh stories. So grab your favorite beverage and let's dive into what's fresh around the globe. Starting with, 16 containers just happened to slip overboard the ship that was bound for the UK, with 8 of those containers carrying bananas, plantains, and avocados. With some of these containers breaking open and large bunches of bananas washing up on shore of West Sussex in the UK. The fruit was coming from South America and marked with Tesco labels on it. And you can see photos of these bananas. I'm telling you, large bunches. They were collecting them, putting them in huge bags. And most of the bananas did look green. You wouldn't even recognize they were bananas because they were green. So they were probably still in the process of being fumigated for ripeness to Tesco. So hope that Tesco consumers still can find some bananas. If not, head to the shores of West Sussex in the UK. Another Southern Hemisphere story. I purchased and tasted the first arrival of Chilean cherries in my local supermarket. And let me tell you, they were absolutely delicious. They were large, they were bright red, and they really tasted sweet. So kudos to Chilean cherries from the Southern Hemisphere. Chilean cherries also made history this week with the earliest arrival ever of cherries from this area of the world to the European market. The early maritime shipment of Chilean cherries to Europe marks a sea change, got my double entendre there, in South American export logistics. This early season maritime container arrival in Rotterdam yesterday, November 9th, normally Chilean cherries arrive in late December, but due to this early arrival, this will give European retailers an opportunity to offer high-quality cherries at more competitive pricing and letting European consumers just enjoy this holiday season with these fantastic cherries. If they were as good as what I just tasted last week, they're in for a real treat. And did you know that getting ready for 2026, the broccolini, yes, broccolini is trending to be 2026 hottest vegetable as its popularity soars. And who would have known? I never would have imagined this if Melinda Goodman of Full Tilt Marketing hadn't brought it to our attention. She states, due to social media influencing consumer behavior, broccolini has shifted from a specialty to popular choice with a 25% year-over-year increase in social mentions, representing one of the highest growth rates in this vegetable category. Broccolini, I mean, I like it, but I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. Thanks. Thank you, Melinda. That's a great story. So today for our story, we're going to dive into a major topic at the end of the year. This has really bubbled up because it could shape the future of produce trade across North America. It is the 2026 Joint Review of the United States, Mexico, and Canada Agreement, or as it's known, USMCA. It almost sounds like the YMCA, USMCA. Now, this might sound like something for the policy crowd, but trust me, it's one of that growers, shippers, and buyers across the continent are watching closely, because what's decided next July could influence how fruits and vegetables move across borders for the next decade. The USMCA review comes at a crucial time. The three countries, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, together, they make up 30% of global GDP. Their decisions will determine the future of a trade agreement that's scheduled to expire in 2036. And it could reshape everything from border inspections to labeling requirements and tariff rates. So to put this in perspective, fresh produce trade among these three countries reached $35 billion in 2024, with both Mexico and Canada ranking as the top two export markets for American fruits and vegetables. Since USMCA replaced NAFTA in 2020, total North American trade has hit $1.88 trillion, showing strong double-digit growth year after year. And between 2021 and 2023, U.S. imports from Mexico alone jumped over 100% from $8.2 billion to $19.6 billion. I mean, that's huge, $8.2 to $19.6 billion. So that's a lot of produce on the move, across borders, and a lot of here is at stake. So how is the fresh produce industry responding? Well, leading grower organizations are making sure their voices are heard before the July review. But before we continue with this discussion and hear from these different sides, let's take a moment to shine a light on our first-class sponsor. They are a true leader in the world of spuds. Peak of the Market. Proudly Manitoban, their Manitoba is a true potato powerhouse, growing top quality potatoes and storing them to ensure a fresh, local supply all year long. No matter the season, Manitobans can count on homegrown potatoes to elevate everyday meals or shine in holiday dishes. We also have another very important sponsor, the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute Resolution Corporation. You know, issues can arise from global trade that requires experts to navigate smooth sailing for payments. That is when you turn to the DRC, known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. They will help you navigate through these channels and trade with confidence. Now, take a moment, take a deep breath, grab a healthy piece of fruit as we cut to commercial. We will be right back with more information.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we are back. Thank you, Jack Vandenberg. Let's continue our discussion about this historical trade agreement among three important fresh produce trading countries. I almost said companies. They are like companies when you get to that kind of money, but they're among the top countries here that trade fresh produce. Let's look at some of the responses from the fresh produce industry. There was a joint letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, a coalition of agricultural groups, including the California Citrus Mutual and the Organic Produce Association. They expressed strong support for this USMCA, especially its agricultural provisions. The letter points out that these provisions have streamlined compliance, harmonized cross-border regulations, and reduced costs for American farmers and producers. Thanks to this seamless integration, U.S. agricultural exports have surged up $10.7 billion to Mexico and $7.6 billion to Canada since the agreement went into effect. Next, the next association is the International Fresh Produce Association, known as IFPA. They weighed in saying that the USMCA agreement has provided critical market access and stability for the produce sector. Their statement emphasized how the agreement supports a highly integrated North American supply chain, one that enables year-round delivery of nutritious, high-quality, and affordable fruits and vegetables to U.S. consumers. In short, the IFPA is calling for continuity, not disruption. But before hearing the feedback from the California Avocado Commission, what they have to say, let's recognize our Colombia avocado sponsor. It's Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support promotional programs and fill those supply gaps. Colombia avocados meet your growing category demand year-round needs. We're going to hear from Zag Technical Services. You don't want to get caught with a cybersecurity threat. So let's hear from our tech sponsor, Zag Technical Services.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you're just joining us, welcome. And as always, a big thank you to all of our fabulous sponsors who make this program possible. Now, as you heard, mostly positive comments about this agreement. Let's hear what the California Avocado Commission has to say. They believe the agreement needs an overhaul, particularly when it comes to import controls. According to their statement, the surge of low-priced avocados from Mexico, Peru, and other foreign sources has hit the California avocado industry hard. Between 2021 and 2023, avocado imports to the U.S. skyrocketed 312%, reaching over 1 million metric tons. And that influx, they say, has pushed prices down and made it harder for California growers to compete. The commission is asking for biannual inspections of Mexican orchards and packing houses to be reinstated and for the U.S. to consider imposing a tariff rate of quota under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act, the same mechanism that allows restrictions in the name of national security. It's a bold stance, and it underscores how complex and emotional this debate has become. You never ever thought of fresh produce as being emotional and complex, but it is. And even with sometimes when you talk to consumers, they can get pretty emotional about their fruits and vegetables or their fresh produce, what they like and what they don't like. So what's the takeaway? As we head into 2026, the conversation around USMCA is really a reflection of the broader produce landscape, one where integration and competition coexist side by side. Because many in the industry maintain a predictable, rules-based trade environment is vital. For others, it's about recalibrating that balance to protect local growers who feel the squeeze. Either way, the outcome of the review next July that will shape the way fresh produce crosses borders and how the industry navigates everything from food safety to sustainability to seasonal supply. So, fresh produce aficionados, what do you think? Should the USMCA stay the course, or is it a time for a tune-up? Drop your comments on LinkedIn or the Produce Industry Network, and let's keep this conversation fresh and going. I'd love to be able to read some of your comments on one of my next podcasts. So until next time, I'm Juanita Gallio, reminding you that in the world of fresh produce, everything's connected. Every border cross tells a story of collaboration, resilience, and growth. Stay fresh, stay inspired. We'll see you next week on the Global Fresh Series, and keep enjoying the holiday spirit and staying in tune with it. As always, it's such a pleasure having you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we'll see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles of one of the trade shows, in the orchards on the horizon, or maybe in a Christmas market in Germany, Switzerland, or France.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Gallio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.